Are we started?
Yes.
Okay. It's Monday, October 2nd, 2017, at 7 p.m., and I'm calling this public hearing to order. Present this evening are council members Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Frye, Mr. Hayne, and Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Lutke, Mr. Mishka, and myself, Mary Westfall. Additionally, from administration, the law director, Mrs. Brining, service director, Mr. Aller, economic development director, Mr. Sanford, Chief Rodas, Mr. Schreier, clerk of council, Mrs. Brooker, and also Mayor Stow is joining us. We do have two public hearings tonight, both of them scheduled at 7 o'clock, so they'll just run back to back. Our first public hearing is on SUP 2-2017, and our second one, ordinance number 57-2017. Just as a point of order, do I need to open and close those meetings separately? Okay. So with that, at this time, I would say we welcome public comment on proposed special use permit 2-2017 for an adult services vocational rehabilitation for property located at 5631, 5635, 5639 West Alexis, and 5530 and 5526 Alger Road from NICOR. This proposal was reviewed and recommended to council for approval at the September 13th, 2017 meeting of the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission. So at this point, I would just ask Mrs. Brining or members of administration if there's anything else that we should be made aware of as it relates to this. Anything? Okay. Thank you so very much. So at this time, we would open to public comment. I do see we have a few people in the room, and I'm not sure exactly what the points are, but first we would ask that anybody's here to speak in favor of this SUP 2-2017 step to the microphone. Please give your name and your address.
My name is Tony Werner. My address is 539 Geneva Avenue in Toledo, Ohio. And I'm here on behalf of the Sylvania Municipal Planning
Melody, quick question. I know we did review this at the last meeting, but I just can't recall top of mind. How many people do you anticipate using the facility? All right. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else here to speak on behalf of, in favor of this? Is there anyone here that wants to speak in opposition to this?
Yes.
Please step up. And please give your name and your address.
James Crosby, property owner of adjoining property, 5525 Elgin. As I understand the business, I'm comfortable with what the business plan is for the current use, but I have some other questions related to that, for the special use permit. I want to know if this special use permit will cease if they leave the tenant as a tenant, or will that special use permit persist based upon the property location? And if so, what other types of businesses might be able to utilize the special use permit or maybe established.
Thank you for those questions. I will defer to our law director, Mrs. Brining, to see if she could inform all of us on that.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Crosby, for your question. And Mrs. Westfall, the special use permit will terminate once the property is sold. So if somebody would like to, once there's a transfer of ownership. Now, if there is a inner transfer, it has to be an actual land transfer. We don't keep up to speed on if there's an LLC transfer among the property owners, but if the NICOR sells the property, then yes, if someone else would like to come in and operate an adult daycare there, they will have to reapply for the special use permit.
And just to clarify, for any other use?
Oh, correct. If it's not consistent with the current zoning, if it's not a permitted use under our current zoning code for this property, they will have to come in and apply for a special use permit or a zoning change.
So if I understand correctly, then the special use permit will terminate when there's a change of ownership of the property, not simply a change in the hands of who's directing it or a change of tenants who's occupying this space. Is that correct?
Correct.
So the special use permit will persist for any tenant as long as the ownership remains as it is. What other types of businesses are applicable with this special use permit that you're considering?
The owner of the property specifically applied for the special use to be the adult daycare. That's the only special use that they would be. Yes. It's exactly that. It's the only business they can operate there. Yeah. 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 Now, if they wanted, however, if the business owner wanted, if this tenant or this operation ceased and they wanted to just proceed with a use that's a permitted use in that zoning, then we don't, City Council doesn't get involved at all.
Right, it's currently zoned M1.
Correct, yes.
And the special use permit is in conjunction with that.
Correct.
Baseline classification.
Correct.
Is that right? So it's not just NICOR that could operate? They would have, if NICOR...
If NICOR is the owner. If they lease
right.
it to someone, we don't necessarily know that.
NICOR is not operating this.
Right. No, but if NICOR were to sell the property,
right.
their special use would end. Correct. But NICOR being a corporation,
correct.
It could sell the corporation to anybody. And it would continue.
They could, we're saying the same thing. I'm thinking like if NICOR leases to N LLC, let's just say, first, then it operates, N LLC operates an adult daycare, N LLC leaves. NICOR retains the ownership, but then subleases it again to like,
okay,
NLC,
yeah,
LLC,
right.
LLC.
As long as NICOR
remains the owner, the SUP
yeah,
is
okay.
in place.
That was my understanding.
Yes.
Yeah. So, in other words, you could have
mm-hmm.
you could have another operator, but only so long as they were operating under the auspices of NICOR, the current person who's getting the special use.
Thank you. I believe that's exactly what I heard.
Okay. Sometimes I don't hear anyone.
I understand.
Gotcha.
So,
thank you.
With that being the case, if it's simply restricted to the adult daycare use, especially for developmentally disabled people, I think that's probably a good use of the property. The concerns were what type of other traffic and business may be present, persistent there. There are types of businesses not necessarily be welcome, but there's definitely a need community-wide for this type of service available. The Pluto Plate actually published a story today about the lack of facilities, care facilities, and it's countrywide.
Yeah.
With the reduction of public dollars and the squeeze of private dollars to pay for such things. So, my wife and I discussed this, and we were fine with this business, but we did definitely have these other concerns that this might morph into something other than what is presented here tonight. And if that is not to be the case, then we have no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Krosky. So, with that, is there anyone else here to speak in opposition to this? I know we just had another couple join the room to just make sure that you're not here to speak on this issue. Okay. Then with that, I would entertain a motion from council to advance legislation this evening to approve
so
moving
moved.
Forward.
Second.
So it's been moved and seconded to advance SUP 2-2017. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and that legislation will be advanced this evening. I believe that would be acceptable.
We have it already just after the introduction of the police officers, so we thought about that as well.
Yes.
And we welcome you to stay. Make sure it passes tonight.
Okay. So with that, we'll officially adjourn this first public hearing.